ladies and gentlemen, this unique Bible, the chronological Bible, and this unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single true story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we're reading Genesis chapter 43. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, Lord, help us to always be a people who pray what we mean and mean what we pray, that we don't just say words, even though when we pray, they may be the same words sometimes, as long as we're not doing repetitious praying, thinking that much speaking will cause us to be heard on high, when we know that that's not the case, because you said so, and you also said, you also taught us to pray and taught us how to pray. And your prayer is less than a minute. The model prayer that you gave us is less than a minute. And so, Holy Father God, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and we praise you and we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love, your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have indeed bestowed upon us. And we praise you today, and we thank you for salvation. Lord, for those who were not with us in the earlier prayer meeting, Lord, help them to pray now. And Lord, I do pray that they would not listen to me pray or watch me pray, but that they would pray for themselves, for themselves, and pray, Lord, for their family, and pray for their ministry and their church. Lord God in heaven, hear and answer our prayers. Lord, if we pray aright, and Lord, we pray and we thank you for salvation and spiritual, family and life, prayer and answers to prayer down through the years, prayers and miracles. We praise you and we thank you for protection and provision, financial and material blessings, mental and physical blessings as well. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would have mercy and grace upon each and every one of us if we're willing to confess our sins on an individual basis. For Lord, it seems to me that group prayer in this day and time, with so many tares with the wheat in the church, it seems like to me in this day and time, it's hard to say we. So Lord, I pray that each person would confess their sins and repent. For I am convinced that there are some people in church this morning who do not even know you as Savior and have never been born again. And they really don't take you seriously. They don't take your word seriously. They don't take prayer seriously. They don't take anything that concerns you seriously. they're not even born again. So, Holy Father God, somehow open their blinded eyes and unstop their deaf ears and save their souls and change their lives. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that, Lord, you would indeed cast out the devil and the demons of hell. Lord, for those who are truly saved, forgive of their sins as we from our hearts by your grace forgive others. But some people, Lord, even in the church and in ministries and in so-called Christian families are demon-possessed. I'm convinced of it. More and more I see demonic activity that is otherwise the things that they do are inexplicable. And I know that in this day and time of being prim and proper in our churches, in churches today, people don't want you to talk about the devil and his influence and his power. They say stupid things like, are you giving the devil too much credit? But somebody is fighting us. Somebody is attacking us. And we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, so I know it's the devil. And I thank you for informing me that we don't wrestle from your holy word with flesh and blood. It is the devil behind all of this, and the demons of hell behind all of this satanic attacks and confusion, for you're not the author of confusion. You're the author of things being done decently and in order. And so, Lord, I know when there's confusion and things are not being done decently and in order, the devil is the father of it. We do have to deal with the devilese, those who allow themselves to be used by the devil, and they must be warned and forewarned that they will be dealt with, to be taught, hopefully, to not allow the devil to use them, that they would resist the devil the next time they are tempted to do evil, to try to hinder your gospel and to try to hinder your holy word. And Holy Father God, serve notice on them today, whoever they might be, in the family, outside of the family. For it is true, and as I thanked you last night, early this morning, I thanked you for counting me worthy, Lord, to be persecuted. Lord, I thank you for counting me worthy to be a part of your predictions that a prophet is not without honor save in his own home, among his own kinfolk, in his own family. That also that my greatest enemies would be those in my own household. And it's all designed by the devil to see whether or not I'm going to quit serving you and preaching your holy gospel. I imagine next he's going to ask permission to take my health away. But Lord, I told you a long time ago in answer to your question, will there be faith found on the earth when you come back? I told you, Lord, I want to be a part of that remnant who has faith in you and is serving you to the best of my ability until the day I die. So, Lord, come what may, help me to always abound in the work of the Lord, to be steadfast and to be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For I know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. That's a verse that you taught me some almost 40 years ago. In those early years of being saved, when it was I was excited and fired up, but the devil was fighting back then too. But I give you the glory, praise, and honor that I'm still standing by your grace. And I thank you also for the verses and counting me worthy to go through it. That you said in your word that through much tribulation must we enter into the kingdom of God. You also said, Lord Jesus, before you left us in this world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And so, Lord, I am in you. And by your grace and by the power of your Holy Spirit, I have overcome the world in you and through you. And I thank you for the cheerfulness that you give me and my soul, even though I have to fight the devil and deal with the devilese used by the devil. And Lord, I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias out of the hearts and minds, souls, and spirits of the people here and the people out there in all families and in all churches. Some families and churches and ministries that don't realize that the problems that they're having are coming from the devil. They're so focused on flesh and blood, they get divorces, they split up in ministries and churches and never speak again because the devil did exactly what he wanted to do. Break families up, break marriages up, break ministries up, break churches up. When we ought to be praying together and serving together and working together. But if we're doing that and witnessing together, then the devil is going to be on us like white on rice and black on me. And he's going to constantly attack, constantly do sneak attacks like he did yesterday. And after 7-8 great, magnificent, miraculous, productive, moving the ball forward days, that wicked devil did a sneak attack on yesterday. And I thank you, however, for showing it to me and showing me for what it was immediately. And leading me to deal with it forthrightly and resolving the issue. And I pray that it would stay resolved. And Lord, I pray that your holy gospel and your holy word would flow freely, that lost souls would be saved, Christians would be revived, your holy name glorified, and Satan horrified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and through the precious blood of Christ. Now, Holy Father, give me, I pray, spiritual, mental, and physical strength, grace, and unction and the power of your Holy Spirit to pray and to read your holy word and to preach your holy word. Thank you, Lord, for reminding me of that. I pray that all of that is in place. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you would deliver each and every one of us who claims to be saved under the sound of my voice, live and on demand, deliver each and every one of us from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us, Lord, your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right. Lord, for their own good, those who are demon-possessed, even in the church, Lord, I pray that you'll cast the demons of hell out of their lives, wherever the origin comes from, whether it's an ancestral demonic thing going on or not. Lord, whatever the case, I pray that you'll set the people free from the control and the snare of the devil. I thank you also for your holy word that tells us that the devil is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He is very ferocious, and he always goes for those who are lagging behind. He always goes for the weakest link. And so, Lord, help everybody here to not be caught by the devil, snared by the devil. Help everybody to pray without ceasing, to be sober-minded, to be vigilant, to be watchful. to remember their rebuke, to remember their chastisement, to have a healthy fear of you and respect for you. And Holy Father God, I pray that you would grant me your grace and all of us your grace and strength, unction and anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read and to understand and to obey your holy word, to love it, to cherish it, to obey it, to share it with others. And Holy Father God, I pray that you would bless and anoint the services even tonight. Prepare us in every way. Prepare everybody in every way. And Lord, everybody to do their part for your glory, praise, and honor. Have your Holy Ghost to draw the people that you want to come. And we pray that you would save lost souls, revive Christian people. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing the eternal Word of God, at Genesis chapter 43. And the famine was sore in the land. And it came to pass, when they had eaten up the corn which they had brought out of Egypt, their father said unto them, Go again, buy us a little food. And Judah spake unto him, saying, The man did solemnly protest unto us, saying, Ye shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. If thou wilt send our brother with us, we will go down and buy thee food. But if thou wilt not send him, we will not go down. For the man said unto us, Ye shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. And Israel said, Wherefore dealt ye so ill with me, as to tell the man whether ye had yet a brother? And they said, The man asked us straitly of our state and of our kindred, saying, Is your father yet alive? Have ye another brother? And we told him according to the tenor of these words. Could we certainly know that he would say, Bring your brother down? And Judah said unto Israel, His father, Send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and thou, and also our little ones. I will be surety for him of my hand. Shalt thou require him, if I bring him not unto thee, and set them before thee, and set him before thee, then let me bear the blame forever. For except we had lingered, surely now we had returned this second time. And their father Israel said unto them, If it must be so now, do this. Take of the best fruits in the land in your vessels, and carry down the man a present, a little balm and a little honey, spices and myrrh, nuts and almonds. And take double money in your hand, and the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks, carry it again in your hand. Peradventure, it was an oversight. Take also your brother and arise, go again unto the man, and God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. And the men took that present, and they took double money in their hand and Benjamin, and rose up and went down to Egypt and stood before Joseph. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the ruler of his house, Bring these men home and slay and make ready, for these men shall dine with me at noon. And the man did as Joseph bade, and the man brought the men into Joseph's house. And the men were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's house. And they said, Because of the money that was returned in our sacks at the first time, are we brought in, that he may seek occasion against us, and fall upon us, and take us for bondmen and our asses. And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house, and they communed with him at the door of the house. And said, O sir, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food. And it came to pass, when we came to the inn, that we opened our sacks. And behold, every man's money was in the mouth of his sack, our money in full weight, and we have brought it again in our hand. And other money have we brought down in our hands to buy food. We cannot tell who put our money in our sacks. And he said, Peace be to you. Fear not. Your God and the God of your father hath given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money. And he brought Simeon out unto them. And the man brought the men into Joseph's house and gave them water. And they washed their feet, and he gave their asses provender. And they made ready the present against Joseph, came at noon. For they heard that they should eat bread there. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house, and bowed themselves to him to the earth. and he asked them of their welfare, and said, "Is your father well?" "The old man of whom ye spake, is he yet alive?" And they answered, "Thy servant, our father, is in good health. He is yet alive." And they bowed down their heads and made obeisance. And he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, "Is this your younger brother of whom ye spake unto me?" And he said, "God be gracious unto thee, my son." And Joseph made haste, for his bowels did yearn upon his brother, and he sought where to weep, and he entered into his chamber and wept there. And he washed his face and went out and refrained himself and said, "Set on bread." And they set on for him by himself and for them by themselves and for the Egyptians which did eat with him by themselves, because the Egyptians might not eat bread with the Hebrews, for that is an abomination unto the Egyptians. And they set before him the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth, and the men marveled one at another. And he took and sent messes unto them from before him. But Benjamin's mess was 5 times so much as any of theirs, and they drank and were merry with him. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you and we thank you for your beautiful, holy word, your powerful, your far-reaching into our souls, holy word. And Lord, help us to appreciate it more. Lord, help us to not to be so callous and hard in our hearts that we can't read and appreciate and love and adore and understand your holy word and apply it to our lives. Grant us your grace, your energy, your unction, and the power of your Holy Spirit to obey your holy word, to share it with others, to love it more and to cherish it more, and to proclaim your holy gospel from it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.